Radio Free Cybertron presents The Adventures of Rob Clay, Toy Detective.
Right, so there's this guy. You don't know his name, hopefully, but you do know his work. He's been posting Titans Return art assets in the most obnoxiously self-serving way possible. He's posted a quarter of a combiner in grayscale, and then another, and then another, and then the same quarters in color, and then finally the whole picture. And of course, there's no reason to do that way unless you are trying to keep a steady diet of leaks to keep people paying attention to you. My favorite one, in that it's the most annoying one, is that this week he posted half of Titans Return Astro Train, a toy we knew was going to happen, because of Titans Return Sentinel Prime being a train and a space shuttle, in inverted grayscale. Ah, what a jerk. But, of course, we've been getting an accelerated schedule of leaks here because, in terms of usefulness to him, Toy Fair's on Saturday, so that old clock is a-ticking. And so this week we got something interesting a day before RFC's showtime, so I thought I'd do this segment. What it is an image of green and white lower legs for a robot, and everyone is assuming that it's Brainstorm because of a series of rumors that we'd heard before, but I think I can pretty well prove it's Brainstorm. Okay, so the rumor was that Brainstorm would be a remold of Titans Return Blur, and the legs picture do share some sculptural details with Blur. But take a look at the knees. You can see the story on tformers.com. It's probably pretty close to the top since I posted it yesterday. The knees have a certain set of details that are a dead ringer for G1 Brainstorm's knee stickers. There's a little red vent. There are a pair of notches where the silver part is kind of indented. And there's like a wedge shape on the bottom with a black triangle in it. And it's not perfect for a G1 Brainstorm. It's not all the same proportions and the same shapes, but it's too many similarities for it to be a coincidence. It's a more stylized, it's an updated version of those knee details that fit on the, you know, more streamlined legs instead of the rectangular kneecaps the original toy had. But here's the thing, they're kind of upside down, which I checked this with both TFU.info, and thank you again to Anthony for letting me use the figure, the photo of his childhood Brainstorm. Since he said he couldn't vouch for the sticker orientation because he's had it since he was a kid, I double-checked it with a picture of Brainstorm's package art. And yes, that is the original G1 orientation, which means that probably the source that the sculptors used for Brainstorm's knees had the stickers applied upside down, whether that's somebody's personal Brainstorm or whether that's just whatever they could find, or whether there's something in the Hasbro vaults that has those stickers in a different orientation, I can't say. But yeah, those are totally Brainstorm's knees. So far as I am concerned, myth is confirmed. But we will all find out for sure this Saturday on our live Toy Fair broadcast, so check us out that day at tfradio.net/live, and hopefully we'll be able to put this to bed, but I'm pretty confident in saying, yeah, that is totally Brainstorm. So, see you then!